And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Now what? Wait, we're calling two of you at the same time. First here, it's all right. This finger points at several people at the same time. Sometimes we point there and they come from over there.
I'm honored to be chosen, thank you. My question is about children with special needs. Why would they come like that? What do we do for them? How do we help them to have their best possible life, be connected? Do we? Don't we? I don't know what to do with them. I have many in my life.
The most important thing to remember, we think it's interesting that the label that you have given them, children with special needs. And we would say it a little differently because no one comes forth from non-physical in a needing place. But everyone comes forth in a wanting place. So if children come forward with differences, we would call them special desires rather than special needs. Mm. They've come wanting to have a different enough vantage point to evoke different desires. Does that make sense to you? Mm-hmm. In other words, do you get it that the contrast is what induces the desire and that the desire is the beginning of all attraction and that the attraction, when it is accompanied by the energy of source, is what creates worlds? So when you think about it, if you all came forth and you were all pretty much the same, wanting the same thing, thinking the same thing, believing the same thing, there would be such an attitude of passiveness, such an attitude of sameness, that not much desire would be born. It would be a very different environment. And so this is a time when there are many energies coming forth, wanting a different experience, wanting to approach life differently. The best part of your question is, how do we interact with them? When you say, what can we do for them? We would word that a little differently. We would say, as physical co-creators, what is our best stance toward them? And when you think about it, let's say that there's someone who is born who just seems to have a different attitude about life. And let's say that you are a fixed member of society and you believe very steadfastly in your principles that you have come to believe, that you were taught by the people who surrounded you when you were born. So you have a very precise list of do's and don'ts, things that you think are right behavior and things that you think are wrong behavior. And you meet this new child who has different notions, it seems, and you right away begin to teach that child your beliefs and expectations about how you would like life to be. And most children who come forth, who are introduced to that sort of environment that surrounds you, most of you conform and conform rather easily because most of you are offering most of your vibration in response to what you're observing. And so when people around